Okay, we're beginning here on the Mishnah on Pei Vavim and Aleph. The Mishnah takes us back to the beginning of the Masechta. It says here, Cheresh Shote Vikatan Shishachato Ve'acherim Ruim Motam. So if they went ahead and they did a Shechita, and someone else is standing over them to ensure that the Shechita is a proper Shechita, then Chayav L'chasot. Then you have to do Kisui Adam, because the assumption being that this is a good Shechita. Since it's a good shkita, then there is a chiyuv of kisui hadam beinan levein atzman. On the other hand, if the chereshot of a katan shecht on their own, then patur melechasot. Then we say that he shouldn't do kisui hadam, because the underlying assumption being that they were mekalkel the shkita, they didn't do a good shkita. Without a good shkita, you do not require a kisui hadam. V'chein l'inyan oto v'yad bino. Bino, we will have the same qualification that Sheshachatu ve'acherim ro'im motan. If they shechted the animal and others are watching over them to ensure that it's a proper shkita, then asur lishkot achareihen. Then you can't, if they shechted the mother, you can't shecht the child on the same day after they've done that shkita. On the other hand, beinan levein atzman. On the other hand, if it's just them doing it themselves without any guidance, with anybody watching over them, Rabbi Meir Matir Lishchot Achareihem. Not only is it, we don't worry, but you can go ahead and shech the Bino, because we assume that the Oto, the mother, or the child that was shechted by this Chereshote Vekatan, was an improper Shechita. Since it was an improper Shechita, we know Be'oto Be'Bino Yonai Chayav, if there is a Shechita. And since here they are Mekalkel in the Shechita, we assume that there is no Oto Be'Bino, and Rabbi Meir says it's Mutar. Chamim Musrim, they say don't. Look, maybe you won't be Chayav Malkot, but it's asur. We're not going to take the risk of you shechting the bino afterwards. The modim shim shechat shenu sufegat arba'im. Of course, the chachamim agree that if he did actually shecht it, the oto ve'bino, we can't give him malkot because we don't have a vaday oto ve'ed bino. As she mentions, hatrat safek. Although truth is, just an averat safek. We're just not sure there is oto ve'ed bino because we are uncertain as to whether the first shechita was a good shechita. Ve'rabanan maishna reisha delo plige. I don't understand. The Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Meir in the Seifa and say, okay, misafek, it should be asur. So why don't they say the same thing in the Reisha? Misafek lichasot et adam. Why are they arguing in the Seifa and not in the Reisha case? So Mar wants to know, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Iyam rinon, if you say chayavin lichasot, they say because if you say that you're obligated to do kisui adam, Amrei shchita malyoto hi. Va'ati lemecha mishchitatan. We're afraid of the outcome. We're afraid of what will be derived from the fact that we obligate you to do kisui adam here. If we obligate you to do kisui adam, the assumption will be, the reason you need to do kisui adam is because this was a good shchita. The cheresh shoteh v'katan performed an efficacious shchita, and that's why you have to do kisui, and people are going to come and eat from that animal. So the Chachamim didn't want people to come to that wrong conclusion. Therefore they said, don't do kisui adam, so that people don't come to eat from the shechita v'cherishot v'katan. Where it says, seifa nami. Why is that any different than seifa? Came into Kamri Rabbanon also the shechot achareihem. If the Rabbanon and the seifa say you can't shech the child because of the problem of otov v'epino, amre, people will conclude then, well, you can only have otov v'epino if it was a shechita maliyatuhi. You'll come to the same problem or the same conclusion, which is, if you have some Isur which is dependent on Shechita, and we're telling you that that Isur exists, then you're going to assume it was a good Shechita. A good Shechita, people are going to come and eat from this Shechita, the Cheresh Shoteh V'Katan. We don't want that. So Seifa Amre, in the Seifa, they'll say, Bisra Delo Kami Baile. The reason the Chachamim are saying, this individual doesn't shech the bino on that day is not because of the iser of otov ve'bino, but rather because he doesn't need meat. He has enough meat already today. It's not necessary. There's nothing, when you're looking from the outside, there's nothing about the fact that he doesn't shech the child that indicates that he's not shechting because of otov ve'bino. He doesn't need the meat. But if you see him doing something active, like kisui adam, the only reason he does kisui adam is because he had a good shechita over here. So what differentiate between the Reish and the Seifa is what the appearance from the outside is. Because, truthfully, by the Kisui Adam, if we tell you not to do it, it's a Sheve Al Taseh. That means if you do do it, it's an active Maisa that you're doing, and people will notice that. Whereas by Otov Ve'Bino, if we tell you not to do it, Right? Then it is a shevi al taseh. So if you don't do it, fine. Say you don't do it, that's a shevi al taseh. And we're going to say, oh, he doesn't need the meat. So the Gemara says, reishanami amri. People looking from the outside can say, lenaker chatzerehu tzarich. He wants to clean up his chatzer. There's his blood all over the place. He's not doing kisui adam, he's cleaning up the area. So how do you know? There's nothing there that's mochiach that the kisui adam is being done. Someone on the outside could think he's just cleaning up the neighborhood or his backyard. It looks all bloody. So the Gemara says, shachat be'atzshpa ma'ikala meymar. What happens if the shechit of the cheresh of the Bekadan was done in the Ashpa? And then he goes to do Kisui Adam, based on the Chachamim's position. There it's clear, he's not clearing up his chatzer or the neighborhood, this is the dump. So why would he be doing covering it up? Elohim Kain, it was Kisui Adam. Badim Lech, Ma'ikul Meimar, he comes and asks a Shiloh, and we tell him he's got to do Kisui Adam, then what are you going to say? I mean, that if he's going to check in, and we're going to give him a lochic psak, that he has to do Kisui Adam, people's conclusion will be, therefore, must be that it was a good shechita. Stavlita mech, according to your reasoning, seifa nami. What about the seifa case? Bali melech, if he comes to ask about the aloha of otov epino, we're going to say it's a sur. So also there, people are going to come to the wrong conclusion. So, Michael Amemar, what are you going to say? Ella, rabbanan akula milto plige. Enochanami, the rabbanan argue on the reisha and the seifa. The Rabbi Meir admesikle the milto. They wait for Rabbi Meir to finish his position. V'hadar pligi miloi. And then they argue on him. So they wait. Good etiquette, manners, like the Mishnah in Avot says, to wait for your friend to speak. And then you only respond after your friend speaks. So that's over here too. They waited till Rabbi Meir completed his statement in the Mishnah. And then they argued on him. So that's why the Rabbonon only mentioned in the Seifa, but they are arguing on both cases. In the Seifa, they're going to say, don't shecht the Oto Ve'epino. And in the Reisha, they're going to say, be mechaseh the dam misafek. So where it says, Bishrama the Rabbanon the Chumra. I understand the position of the Rabbanon. They go the Chumra in both cases. In the Reisha, we're not sure if it's a good shechita. So they say, do kisui adam. In the Seifa, we're not sure if it's a good shechita. Then they say, don't do Oto Ve'epino. So they do the Chumrah in both cases. In the Reisha, do the Kisu Misafek. In the Seifa, don't do Oto Ve'Beno Misafek. The Rabbi Meir, my time, this is your question, Joel. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Meir? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mechayev, Haya Rabbi Meir, Shechitatan, Mishum Nevela. According to Rabbi Meir, their Shechita is Vadai Mekulkal. It's so certain to us that their Shechita is problematic, that if you actually eat from the behemah that they shechted, you'll be chayav malkot for nevela. That's how certain we are. You'll get malkot for nevela. My time, huh? What's the reason? Am Rabbi Ami, ho, virov ma'asehem mikul kolim. When it comes to the chereshote v'katan, ala rov, their ma'asim are problematic. So, if you have a rov, and we have that, we'll give them malkot based on the rov. Some of the Papa, the Rav Huna, braid the Rav Yeshua, Vami the Rav Huna, braid the Rav Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Mayiria Rov. Why do you need a Rov over here? According to Rabbi Meir, why do you need to be that Rov Masehem Kukalim? We say Rov Masehem Kukalim, and we're going to give you Malkot based on that Rov for Nevela. We know that the Rav Meir, the Shitato, believes that we're Choshishin the Mi'ut. We worry about the Mi'ut. So, if this is Rabbi Meir's opinion, Mayiria Rov, Afilu Mi'ut Dami. Even if it was the minority of them that were problematic, we are choshish for the miut. Da Rabbi Meir, chayish le miuta. Rabbi Meir is chayish le miuta. If he's chayish le miuta, then we would be, even in a case of a miut, it would be that way. So where it says, no, because, samuch, miuta le chazaka, v'itre le ruba. Because if you had nothing else, just the miut of ma'asim mikukalim, and you have a chazaka and a rov. Now, what are we going to do with all of these pieces of the puzzle? What's the chazaka? The chazaka is a b'cheskat isur. Famous b'cheskat isur because it has an isur of Eber Minachai until this point in time. With the isur of Eber Minachai, it should be asur. That's one. Number two is, I have a miut of ma'asim that are melkukalim. If I put that together of the chazaka plus the miut, the itcher lay ruba. And that will ruin the rov here being that rov masehem are beseder. This is going according to the Shita that says, why do you have to have it be that Rov Maaseihem Mekukalim? Let us say, even if Rov Maaseihem are Mitukanim, are fine. Chereshotim HaKatan, Rov Maaseihem are fine. Take the Miut, plus the Chazaka, you put those two together, and they trump the Rov. So according to Rabbi Meir, if that's the case, why do you have to say Rov Maaseihem Mekukalim? It could even be Miut Maaseihem Mekukalim Ditznan. And how do we know that this is the case? That when you have a miut with a chazaka, that trumps the rov, because we have a mishnah from Tarot, tinok shenimtza b'tzadisa. If I have a child next to a piece of dough, ubatzeik biado, and we see that he has some in his hand, he has some dough also. You have this isa that's laying there, this large dough that's laying there, and in his hand you actually find little pieces of dough. Rabbi Meir mitaher. It says, the isa that is on the side is fine. V'chachamim mitamim. And the chachamim say no, that isa is problematic. It's tamei. Mipnei. Shedarko shel tinok litafeach. Because the normal behavior of a tinok is litafeach. Rashi says litafeach over here means be'ashpa. That he gets his, he goes and plays in the garbage, he plays in the dump, he plays in dirty places. And therefore he's very likely to come into contact with shratzim. A place where shvatzim are normally found, and therefore there's a high likelihood he came to contact the sheretz that would make him tamei. The Rabbeinu Tam takes issue with that. Obviously, the sheretz tamei are dead. So the Rabbeinu Tam takes issue with that, and he says the word tafeach is only used by food and liquids. It's used by food and drink. It's not used by just general things. So the tafeach over here, the Rabbeinu Tam says the tafeach means that chazako or the darko shaltinok, the tafeach means that he normally touches food. He would touch the dough that was there. How do we know that he's tamei? He says, how do we know that the tinok is tamei? That he says, that's a given. Alvi tinok vaday tamei. The stam tinokot vaday tameim. But stam tinokot are definitely tamei. Not because they play in the garbage dumps. Not because they touch shritzim. Do you know why they're tamei? Because, it's a very nice line. Shestam tinokot tameim pnei nashim nidot migafafot umineshkototam. Because the stam tinok have been kissed and hugged by women who are nidot. So the fact that they are always in contact with nidot, their stam baby will be kissed and hugged and touched by nidot. Because of that, they are tamei. The assumption of tumah here by the tinok has nothing to do with what he's touching. That has to do with the natural state of the tinok because he's in contact with women on a regular basis. Right, who's touching him? But on the other hand, the tafeach there is that we know that he touched dough because that's their way to be playful and to touch things. Rashi says that's the tafeach here is the reason that he's tamei. He comes into contact with shvatzim tmeim that are dead, and therefore that's why he's tamei. And there on that mission we say, my time at the Rabbi Meir. What's the reason behind Rabbi Meir that he's mitaher? Kesavar, rov tinokot mitapchim. Rov tinokot, he agrees, are mitafeach. They are touching either going to Rashi Tumah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they touch the foods. Umiut in mitapchim. There is a minority of children that won't get into that trouble or won't touch things. Visazu bechezka tahara. The isa has a chazaka of being tahor. Until this point in time, the isa was assumed to be tahor. There's no reason to believe it's tamei. So b'tahara omed it. Now what do you do? Samoch. You put the miuta of the chazaka. You take the miut of children that don't get into trouble. The chazaka that this isa is fine, the itrele ruba, and they trump the rove of children that do get into trouble or will touch these things. So that's the proof that Rabbi Meir has such a shita. So since Rabbi Meir has such a shita, the miut is about touching food. The miut is, are they playful and they touch the food? They're vaday tamei. He has a piece of dough in his hands. We don't know how he got it, but there's dough on the side. So what you could say is, Ish Tahor came, a nice man came along, and gave him some of the dough to play with. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam suggests, and we have that in other places, that even though he has something in his hands, we can assume that someone else gave it to him. For instance, a case where a baby is sitting outside, a child is sitting outside of the Beit Kavarot, and he's playing with Shoshanim in his hands. The only place those Shoshanim are found are inside the Beit HaKavarot. So there we say that someone else picked them and gave it to him to play with, not that he went in there and picked them. The same thing over here, going to Rabbeinu Tam. The batzeik he has in his hands will assume that he got it from someone else, gave it to him, and not that he came into contact with the isa that's there. So now I have a miut and a chazaka, and we see that we put the miut and the chazaka together to trump the rov. So to in our case, why don't we say the same thing? We have a miut of ma'asim that are mekukalim. You have a miut of masim that are mekukalim plus. I have a chazaka that this behema is problematic because before shechita, it has a chezkat isur, a chezkat of Eber min Achai. So I put those together and they'll trump the rove of Chereshot v'Katan that Masehem are mitukanim. So why did you suggest that Rabbi Meir believes over here that the reason that it's true is because rove Masehem mekukalim? You could even say miut Masehem mekukalim. Now, Tosfot points out, it's just interesting here, in my time of the Rabbi Meir, Hovarov Masayim Kukalim, Hiksha Rabbeinu Shmuel Mivradin, Rabbanon Maitamayu. What's the reasoning behind the Rabbanon? Imrov Masayim Tukanim. If you believe that Rob Masayim Tukanim according to the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Meir is saying Rob Masayim is Mukukalim, the Rabbanon believe Rob Masayim Tukanim, Imkain, Ye Mutar the Chomishkitatan. Then why can't we eat from their shkita? If Rob Masayim is metukanim, then you should be able to eat their shkita, and we shouldn't have any problems here. Vote. Hashochet achareyam amai inu sufek arbayim. Why is somebody who does the shkita voto bepino after them not get malkot? If there's a robe, we should be somech on the robe. So what is the Chachamim's opinion in distinction to Rabbi Meir? If Rabbi Meir believes Rob Masayim mekukalim, what are the Chachamim holding in opposition to that? So he says, Tosfot says, they have Yesh Lamar, the misfake Elohu Rabbanan. Rabbanan have a safek. Irov Masayim Mekukalim. Irov Masayim Metukanim. They're actually the safek, whether the robe is Metukan or Mekukal. V'hashra lo mahanya chazaka midei. And therefore the chazaka has no impact in this case. So because of that, it becomes a safek for them, and therefore they can't punish, they can't get malkot on it. We can't be sameich on it for shechita. So because of that, the Chachamim's opinion develops based on the safek. But Rabbi Meir is certain that Rov Masayim Mekukalim. And based on that, his opinion will develop. Then the S, which is a very important question about Rabbi Meir. If Rabbi Meir is Chayish L'miuta, then why over here, where we say that Rov Masayim Mekukalim, but there is a miut, Sheinam Mekukalim. If there's a miut, Sheinam Mekukalim, Rabbi Meir is Chayish L'miut. So why should you be mutar to shecht oto ve'beno? Rabbi Meir is Chayish L'miuta. So why don't I take that miyuta and say, don't shech, oto ve'beno, because I'm choshesh the miyuta. I mean, the Rebbe Meir works in both directions. He's always choshesh the miyuta. So even if I say, rov masehem mekukalim, that means that there's a miyut, masehem are mitukanim. Why isn't Rebbe Meir choshesh for that miyut and say, oto ve'beno, don't shech it?
Shash the miyuta, so we can buy this, to be honest.
But in general, we saw in the first parak, and back on Daf Yud Bet, that when we say Rebbe Meir is choshesh the miyuta, that means that if there's a miut, he won't let something go through. That's if you want to trump. That's if you want to trump the rove. He doesn't need to trump the rove over here. Rabbi Meir says it's mutar to shecht oto ve'beno. If he's choshesh the miuta, he should at least say, don't shecht oto ve'beno. He can't say it's mutar legamre. We're not saying, go trump the rove and make it all everything asur. No, just saying, be choshesh the miuta and don't shecht oto ve'beno. The answer is, and this is something we saw together in Avodah Zarah, is that Rabbi Meir, even though he's choshesh the miuta, he's not choshesh the miuta. Then when it comes to miut, he is choshesh. But if it's something that is so far-fetched, he's not choshesh for it. And over here in this case, if we say rov masehem mekukalim, plus you have a chazaka that the behemah is asur. So when I put the chazaka of the behemah being asura, plus the rov masehem mekukalim, that becomes a miuta the miuta. It becomes a very, very small minority. And since it becomes a small majority, Rabbi Meir is not choshesh the miyuta the miyuta. And that's how we get out of the problem. This is something we've seen in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is choshesh when there's a miyuta. When there's a reasonable chance that something will be, then he'll say we're choshesh the miyuta. But when it becomes far-fetched, when it's going against a robe and a chazaka, then the miyuta becomes irrelevant. And that's what Tosfot answers. Here, Yesh Lamar, the samocha chazaka, the robe mekukalim, v'ele miyuta de mitukanim, miyuta de miyuta, or the miyuta de miyuta, lo chayish Rabbi Meir. Alright, so now the Gemara is in this position. Well, why did we, in the end, say that it was rov masehem mekukalim? Miut masehem mekukalim would have been sufficient. So now the Gemara says, wait, im amru safek tuma letaher, yomru safek yisur lahatir? Wait a minute. In the case by the Mishnah and Taharot, over there you have a safek tuma, and we're going to say the safek tuma is letaher, will be mitzaref, the miut, with the chazaka, and we'll say it's tahor that trumps the rove. Over here, you want to be mitzdarif, the miut, masayim mekukalim, with the cheskat isur, and then you're going to say that trumps the rov, and say now it's a suffix isur lehatir, and now you're going to be a matir and isur based on that? You're going to be matir otoved beno based on that? When you're talking about tum and tahara, so we'll be matir to, we'll make it a tahor. Now, even though Tosfot points out, there are times where tum and tahara end up with an isur, right? Meaning that when you have truma tmeya, you have instances where you do end up in problems like that. Nevertheless, he says that's not the general state, or he says that you could argue that it's a din, a special din in tuma. It's a special din in tuma, which we have by, we learn out of sota. We learn out by sota that it becomes when you have a safek, tuma'ah, then we say that it's tahor. Or in dato mishael, you can't ask him, then it's also tahor. So we see within tuma tahara, there are sfeikot that go to the tahara. So therefore we'll lean to the side of tahara in those cases. But when it comes to absolute isur v'heter, by isur v'heter, there's no reason to say that we're gonna go to kula and be matir and isur. There's no paradigm within isur v'heter to do that. There is a paradigm within tuma tahara to say that when there are sfeikot, we'll go to tahara. So therefore the Gemara came back, left it there, and it differentiates between the cases. And in differentiating between the cases, it says you can't use the miut and the chazak that trump the robe in order to be matir and isur. And therefore that's why the conclusion was that Rabbi Meir believes robe masayim mekukalim. So if I take robe masayim mekukalim plus the chazak of isur, that trumps the miut of Masehem Metukanim. That's what we just saw in Tosafot. That the miut of Metukanim is irrelevant now. Since that becomes irrelevant, that's why Rabbi Meir says, go ahead. You want to shech the beno? You want to shech the child on that day? No problem. Because I have an overwhelming majority in Chazakah that say that there isn't going to be a kosher shkita over here. Alright. So now the Gemara says, Hora Rabbi ke Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi also paskin like the chachamim. Hai minayu dachrita. Which one was the latter of the two piskei halacha that he gave? We'll assume that whichever one's the latter one is the correct psak, that he reversed his position. So he paskin like both of them, but which one did he do later? So tashma, de Rabbi Abba, brei de Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Zera, v'kaimi b'shuka de Kezari. They were in the marketplace of Kezaria. A pitcha de Beit Midrasha. They were outside the doorway of the Beit Midrash. Nafak Rabbi Ami, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, came out. Ashkechinu, he saw them out there. Amalo, lav aminu d'chu. Didn't I already tell you, bidan Beit Midrasha, when everybody's here in the Beit Midrash, lo takim wabrai. Don't stand outside. Dilma ikayinish dimitzrichale. Shmaito. That somebody, maybe inside, somebody will be looking for a memra or a shmaita, and they won't know it, and you'll be able to help them. But atili trude. And they'll get mixed up, and they will lose their place, and they won't be able to chazer properly. So why don't you guys should be inside to make sure to help out with things. I know you guys don't need it, but you should be there, like, as assistants to help us out. Rabbi Zera came in the base measures. Rabbi Abba, lo al. He didn't go inside. Yate become ibailuhu. He was sitting and asking them, Haminayu achrita. Which one was last? Meaning that they got to this question that we had just posed, which is that psak of Rabbi, which one was the latter of the two piskei halacha that he gave? Samalu Rabbi Zera, lo shavaktoni, tishayla the saba. He didn't give me a chance to ask the saba, dilma shmiele mi'avua. Because maybe he heard it from his father. Vavua minei de Rabbi Yochanan, and his father from Rabbi Yochanan. De Rabbi Chia bar Abba. So when it comes to Rabbi Chia bar Abba, kol tlatin yomin, every 30 days, kam hader talmudei kamed Rabbi Yochanan. He would chazer over his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Now who were the two people outside? Two people outside the base medrash were Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Abba Brei de Rabbi Chia bar Abba. It was Rabbi Abba, the son of this Rabbi Chia bar Abba, who used to review all his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So I could have asked the grandson, I could have asked Rabbi Abba, over here to see what Rabbi Chia bar Abba, I mean it's really his son, Rabbi Chia bar Abba had said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and maybe he would have given us the answer. But now that you pulled me inside the Beit Midrash, I can't ask him because he left, he wasn't around anymore. So my Havi Allah, what's the answer? What's the answer to this question? So Tashma, the Shalach Rabbi Elazar Legola, was sent over to Bavel, Hora Rabbi ka Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Meir, Vahaka Rabbanon Nami Ori. We know that he also passed him like the Rabbanon. Why is he sending out to the Golah, to Bavel, that he only passed him like Rabbi Meir? Alulav Shmina Hadachrita. Must be that was the latter of the two Piskei Halacha, and therefore when Rabbi Elazar was sending it out to Bavel, he was giving them the bottom line. The bottom line is Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Meir, and therefore the Halacha is Rabbi Meir Api Rabbi Shmamina. Next, the Mishnah is interesting Mishnah, which is Shechat Me'achayot B'makom Echad. What happens if a person is doing a series of Shechitot, there's 100 Chayot in one place. Kisui Echad L'Kulan. You only have to do one Kisui Adam for all of those Shechitot. You don't have to do Shechita Kisui, Shechita Kisui. You can do one Kisui at the end. Me'o Ofot B'makom Echad. If you do 100 birds in one location, Kisui Echad L'Kulan. Again, you only have to do one Kisui Adam for all the birds you shecht, not one for each. Chaya ve'of b'makom echad. What happens if you shecht both a chaya and an of? So kisui echad l'kulan. The Tanakhama believes same thing. Do one kisui for all of them. You don't have to do a separate kisui for the chaya, a separate kisui for the of. B'yudo omer shechat chaya yichasena. When you do finish with the chayot, you cover them. V'achar kach yishchot et ha'of, and you'll do the kisui on the of. So B'yudo distinguishes between chayot and ofot. He agrees by chayot by themselves you can do one kisui for all the chayot. And by Ofot, you can do one Kisui for Ofot. What he doesn't let you do is one Kisui for both Chayot and Ofot. So now Gemara is going to explain the Limud. Tara Banan Chaya. So when the Pasuk says, when we're talking about Kisui Adam, it says, Ish Ish Mibnei Somin Agar Agar Vatochav Asher Yetzud Tzeid Chaya O Of. So now Gemara says about this Chaya and Of. Chaya is Komashma Chaya. Komashma Chaya Ben Berubeh Ben Muetet. The word chaya can be used in the context of meaning a single animal, or chaya can also mean many chayot, all the chaya that you do. So whether there's a lot, whether there's few, you can do one kisui for all of them. Oaf, the word oaf is also used that way, kol mashma oaf, that the oaf is also ben merubeh, ben muet, ben muat. Whether it's a lot or a little, whether it's many or a few, by word oaf can has implications or application to both. When you say chaya and of, it doesn't mean one, literally, but it means chaya, any of. It's a generic term. Simikan amru, from this you conclude, shechat mea chayot b'makom echad, kisui echad l'kulan. Shecht 100 chayot, you only need one kisui for them. Mea ofot b'makom echad, kisui echad l'kulan. Chaya b'makom echad, kisui echad l'kulan. You do a chaya and an of in one place, one kisui for all of them. V'yudomer, shechat chaya yichasena, you have to separate. All chayot get one covering, and the ofot will get their own covering. Shneamar, chaya, o, of. There's an o in between. It could have said chaya ve'of. The fact that it says o in between is lechalek. So amrulo, hari omer, it says, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafshohu. So they, chachamim respond to him and say, wait, the pasuk says, by, it's actually the next pasuk, right after the pasuk of Kisui Adam, it says, Ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafshohu, omar l'bnei Yisrael, dam kol basar lo tochelu. Ki nefesh kol basar damo hi, kol acholav yikaret. So now Gemara wants to know, okay, that's interesting that the Chachamim responded like that, but Micah Madridly, what did they really answer him? Why, what is that pasuk relevant for? So this is Elkin Kamer Leila Rabbanan. This is what the Rabbanan said to him. Hai o, mi bai leila chalik. We need that o to separate. Because had it written in chayav ve'of, I would think that you're only chayav for kisui adam if you shechted both a chayav and an of. So I need the word o to teach me that chayav by itself gets kisui and of by itself gets kisui. Rabbi Yehuda lechalek mi damo nafka. He learns it out of the word damo. So since it says damo in the singular, that indicates that one of the two is fine, because it says ish ish b'nei zom min agar agar b'tocham asher yatzud seid chayav of. Asher yachel v'shafach et damo. It doesn't say v'shafach et damam. It says v'shafach et damo v'chisau be'afar. So the damo is an indication that you only need one of the two, not both of them. So the chachamim respond to him and say, wait a minute, the word damo is not only used in this singular form. Rabbanan, damo tuva mashma. Damo doesn't always mean singular. Look at the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafsho. Over there, the kol nefesh basar means any animal. Damo b'mnafsho. So it's talking about many animals there. Tichtiv, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'mnafsho hu. Now truthfully, the Torah writes this in many places when it says, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'mnafsho. So there's nefesh kol basar, but each nefesh damo b'mnafsho. That's probably the pashtut of pasuk, but they're making a point that even the word damo is used, even when it doesn't mean a singular animal means in general, all animals in general. So to over here, the damo, you can't say it's saying damo versus damam. They don't think that's a good deal. So based on that, we'll come up with a difference in their opinion, which is that Rabbi Yehuda will use O to teach you that Chayan Of must have independent Kisuye Adam. But the Chachamim use the word O, the Chalek, to say that a Chayan and an Of, meaning that each one independently will be Mechayev you and Kisuye Adam, but not that one Kisuye Adam is not sufficient for both of them. The Chalek, Rabbi Yehuda, learns that out of the word Damo, not O. But the Chachamim say the word Damo to them is Bo Mashmalei, because Damo can be plural and singular. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Modeha Rabbi Yehuda Liyin Bracha, Sheinu Mavarech Ela Bracha Achat. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you only have to wake one Bracha. Now when we're talking about the Bracha here, talking about Liyinyan Shechita. The Bracha on the Shechita, that you don't have to make a separate Bracha on the Shechita Ta'of. For instance, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you do Shechta Chaya, then what do you have to do? You have to do the Kisuy Adam. After you do the Kisuy Adam, then you're going to do the Shechita Ta'ofot. Well, is the Kisuy Adam for the Chayot a Hefsek between the bracha of the shkita for the chaya and the oaf? When he started out, he intended to shech both of them, but he has a hefsek in between because he's doing kisui adam in the interim. So he's doing kisui adam in the interim. That should be a hefsek. So no, that's what Rabbi Chanina says. Rabbi Chanina says, "Moder Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan bracha sheinu mavrech ela bracha achat." He can make a single bracha of shkita both on the chayot and the oafot, even though there's kisui chaya in between. So Amar Ravina, the Ravacha Brei the Rova, Amar Ravacha Brei the Rova, the Ravashi, Maishna Mitamidei the Rav. How is this different than Talmidim of Rav, where we see that maybe there is a hefsek in this instance? The Rav Bruna, Rav Chanano. So Rav Bruna, Rav Chanano are Talmidei the Rav. Abu Yatfei Bisudato. They were eating a meal. Kayalei Rav Yeva Savo. Their waiter was Rav Yeva Savo. So Amrulei. They said to him, Havli Varech, let's come on, let's bench. Hadu Amrule, then they said to him, you know what? Hav Lishte, bring us some wine back. We want a drink, bring us some wine. So Amalu Rav Yeva Savo, Hochi Amarav. So Rav Yeva Savo says, this is what Rav says. Kevin Damar Havli Varech, when you say, let us bench, Itzale the Mishte Chamra, you can't drink anymore. If someone says at the table, let's bench, then you have to know what the context of let's bench is. If you're a guest, or if you're a child at the table, you say, let's bench. Then that's positing a question. That's not making a statement of fact. You're asking, can we bench? That means that you're not mafsik the meal because you're dependent on the balabait. On the other hand, if it's the mother of the household, the father of the household saying, let's bench, that means that they are mesiach dat. They're saying that's the end of the meal. Let us go and bench. That's enough to end the meal. Because of that, you can no longer drink the wine. Say, if you want to drink the wine, right, then it's a lay the mishtei chama. It's also for you to drink the wine. Now, also to drink the wine, Ellen Cain. Correct. Without Tosis points this out here, doesn't mean you have to bench. It just means you need to make another bracha rishona. The Havla Nevarech severs the bracha rishona that you've had, makes it a hefsek for the bracha rishona. So if you make another bracha rishona, that'll be fine. So if you make a bari priya gofen again, you can drink the wine and continue the meal. So yes, make another bracha rishona, and that's what Tosfos says, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda was suggesting to them. Make another bracha rishona. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Sava didn't know they were going to not make a bracha rishona, they just said, bring us more wine. They didn't say that they weren't going to make another bracha. So it does suggest that Rabbi Yehuda was just warning them. If you're going to drink, make sure you make another bracha. Not that he knew for certain that they weren't going to make another bracha. So in Halchanami, in our case too, came unto Itfalei Lichsuye, since you broke off to do Kisuy Adam, that indicates an end of a process. Once you do Kisuy Adam, you're indicating the end. Ichayev le the bracha. Then you should be mechayev in a bracha when you do the next shkita. When you start the next process of shkita, Kisuy Adam should be a termination or the ending of that process of shkita. Should require a new bracha. So hachiyashtu. Mar says, how can you compare these cases? Hatam mishtei uvruche behadei adadi lo efshar. You can't drink and bench at the same time. They're mutually exclusive. Drinking and benching are mutually exclusive. Therefore, if you say, let us bench, means you're no longer going to drink. And that's why it terminates the bracha rishona you had until that point. You have to make a new bracha rishona. Hacha, efshar deshachit bechado, umifse bechado. You can shecht with one hand and do kisui adam with the other hand. Meaning that they're not mutually exclusive. Shechita and kisui adam are not mutually exclusive. Since you can carry out both at the same time, when you do Kisuy Adam by itself, even though you're not performing Shechita, that's not considered a hefsek for the original bracha shechita, and you can use that same bracha or continue with that bracha to do the shechita and the ofot. Tosafot brings down over here. It's very interesting. Mikan amar harav rav yom tov ilayim she'im amad me'achilato v'hitpalel. Person stops their meal and goes to daven. He says, "Kishechazar bale echol tzarich levarech birkata mazon v'litol yadav ulevarech hamotzi." The person comes back. He's got a bench, wash again, and make hamotzi mishom to mechal v'tzvuyeh v'hadeh adadi lo efshar. You can't daven and eat at the same time. You can't daven and eat simultaneously. Now, over here, he's saying you have to bench and then make a new bracha rishona, as opposed to Tosfot before, which just said that you just have to make a new bracha rishona. That might be because here you vacated the table. By vacating the table, that might be mechayiv you in birkat hamazon, and that's why you have to make bench and then say a new bracha rishona. But then Tosfot says vein nira, thinks that's not good. This is not true. Because he says, Mishum Tahocha Havanivarech Have Gamar Davar. When he says, let us bench, it's a clear indication that you want to end the meal. That's the case. V'chem b'kisui adam. You have to do when the kisui adam, if lav de'eshur ba'adodi, had you not been able to do it simultaneously with the shechita, then it would have been an indication of the end of a process. Kisui adam is what you do after you finish shechita. It's the indication of an end. About tefillah, lo avi gemar l'suda. When it comes to tefillah, tefillah and suda are not necessarily in the same, they don't work in the same world. Tefillah, yes, you can't eat and daven at the same time. But tefillah itself is not an indication that you ended your meal. Tefillah is not an automatic assumption of ending the meal. What's very interesting is that we actually use this etzah when it comes to Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah makes the suggestion over there. Post can make the suggestion over there that you have to eat the suda ha-mafseket. Well, you're already washed, and you're eating a full meal. And then you have to wash again to eat the suda mafseket. If you just bench and wash again to eat the suda mafseket, it's a bracha shein etzricha. There's no reason to do that. So the suggestion of the Mishnah Berurah is that daven mincha in between, that a person should eat their meal, preparing for the fast, their big meal, go to mincha, daven, and then come back and make a new hamotzi and eat their suda mafseket at that point in time, because mincha will be a hefsek for the si'uda. So there he uses mincha as the hefsek. He says, if you go out to daven, that's already considered to be a hefsek. Now, not that it has to be a hefsek, but it is. If one leaves the table, goes out to mincha, that's enough of a reason to say that if you come back, then you can make a new bracha, you can bench and make a new bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here.